Hey, everybody. Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast. I'm here today with my special guest, Mary McCann, founding member of the Atlantic Theatre Company and executive director at the Atlantic Acting School. Thank you so much for joining us, Mary.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Mary, we always like to get to know the person before the program that we're talking about. So if you could please give us a little bit of your history, your career, and all of the things that led you up to your time at the Atlantic Acting School.
Okay. I grew up in a small island in Lake Erie in Ohio called Put-in Bay. And I went from there. We didn't have enough kids for team sports, so we did a lot of plays on the little island. And I went from there to NYU through a kind of roundabout way. And I always say that when I landed at NYU, I was at the right place at the right time. Because when I went to NYU, David Mamet and William H. Macy came to NYU at that same time and told the people who were running the program they had a new acting technique that they wanted to teach to a group of students called Practical Aesthetics. And I ended up in the first class of the permanent studio that was called Practical Aesthetics Workshop. And I studied with David and Bill for, it was 2 years. And then when I was graduating, they said, don't wait for work to come to you, go out and create your own work. And they formed the Atlantic Theatre Company with us. I was the first artistic director of Atlantic. And then I started acting when we graduated because we were creating our own work. So I started working in 1985. And I started acting with Atlantic. And then I got very lucky because one of our first shows, a play called Boy's Life, went to Lincoln Center. And so we quickly became an equity company. I did Boy's Life at Lincoln Center, and I went from there to Our Town on Broadway, which was directed by Greg Mosier. I was an understudy and then had a small part in that, and was lucky enough to then start working in theater and then adding to that some film and TV along the way. So I've been really lucky. I've been working in the theater a long time. That's a little bit of how it started.
And so how did the Atlantic Acting School come to be out of the Atlantic Theater?
Yes. Okay. So that's always, we always ask, which came first, the theater or the school? So the school came first. We graduated. And again, you know, David and Bill said, create your own work. Don't wait for work to come to you. They had incorporated the name The Atlantic. And then we started producing right after we graduated under the name The Atlantic. And then NYU made our program, we were the first, Practical Aesthetics Workshop became a permanent studio. So David and Bill stayed on and taught another year or two. And because we were the first group to really learn the technique, they taught us how to teach. And that was Jordan Lage and Clark Gregg, Felicity Huffman, Robert Bellow. We were people in the first, Scott Ziegler, among that first group that we started teaching at NYU when we were very, very young. It was sort of the Wild West. And they wrote the ticket for us to, come in and teach. And then we were all running the theater company at the same time, and we all had to do different jobs to keep the theater company going. So I was the artistic director, and I said it was not, I always joke about really not liking being artistic director, because as an actor, I just found it was just so much pressure and everyone's mad at you all the time because you can't make everyone happy. So when I left being artistic director, I think I did marketing for a little while. And then shortly after Robert Bellow was running the school, I took over the job as the director of the school and started running it many, many years ago, 27, almost 30 years ago, when it was much, much smaller. And so that's how the school started kind of running along the theater. And we the school and the theater really both grew up together. and they've been very closely aligned, obviously, ever since.
Yeah. So the Atlantic Acting School is a really unique organization. It's unique to us at the podcast here, because we are normally speaking to a more conventional collegiate program, that a degree bearing program. But Atlantic Acting School actually has its hand in the collegiate side of things, as well as being its own conservatory, in that they provide one of the studios for NYU. So we've discussed that with our other podcast with NYU, but can we hear it from you? What does that mean?
Yes. So if you go to NYU undergraduate drama, you will be placed in one of the Tisch studios, where you will go for 2 years as your primary training, and then you have the option to stay for 3 or 4 years. The Atlantic is a 3-year program. So we have a 3-year NYU program, and I'm sure that you know this from your other podcasts, but you can either go to Atlantic, Adler, Strasbourg, ETW, New Studio on Broadway, Playwrights Horizons, and then there are advanced level studios that you can go into after doing your 2-year training. And so we have a 3-year program with NYU and a transfer track. So if somebody goes to Playwrights and then they want to transfer to us after their primary training or whatever studio, we have that available as well. So that's the 3-year
And then you also have...
Yes, then we also have the conservatory.
So you also have your own... Yes, please talk about that. Sorry, we keep talking over each other. Go right ahead. That's what I was going to ask next. You read my mind.
So our conservatory program is a 2.5, it will be 2-year program. And that is... It's the same mission, the same goals. It's set up differently than the NYU program. It's actually more hours per week, but for a shorter time. It's for 2 years, but with the same learning outcomes. And it's a non-degree granting program. So other conservatories like Neighborhood Playhouse, Adler has a conservatory, Circle in the Square. And in that program, the audition process, of course, is different. So at NYU, the NYU students audition through NYU and are placed at Atlantic. And the conservatory program, students audition for us directly.
Great. So we've already spoken to NYU about their program. So let's go ahead and focus on your conservatory program then. Let's walk me through what that training looks like for the 2 years. What are the students studying? How are their hours in the studio broken down?
Okay. So it's a 2-year program. We focus on practical aesthetics. You're going to learn the technique that we teach. And that is broken down into 3 primary classes. We have a script analysis process that's outlined in a practical handbook for the actor. So we have a script analysis class, a performance technique class, and what we call moment lab. And those 3 are the primary acting classes, where we say you're learning to think before you act so that you can act before you think. And that's primarily where that takes place. It's a foundational study in the first year, with a progression into longer scenes, multiple person scenes, what we call beat changes, externals. Along with that, you're taking voice, speech, movement, and improv. We also sprinkle in some guest classes and some business classes. And then in the second year, we move into, there are 2 things that we try and focus on. I always joke about this with when Mamet wrote the book True and False, he has always been controversial, as you may know. And with this one, he said, Mary, I wrote this book, True and False. It's going to be a great companion piece to A Practical Handbook for the Actor. And then in it, he says, don't go to acting school. Learn how to act in front of an audience. And I always joke about it because I was like, thanks, Dave. And then he still will teach classes. But what's important in the book to me is what you need to learn in front of an audience. So in the second year, we spend a lot of time focusing on production. The classes work on advanced level skills, and that is everything from performance projects, Shakespeare, accents and dialects. We have a lot of emphasis on films, reel building, preparing for the industry. All of that stuff takes place in the second year progression. So we're working on the acting progression, focusing heavily on theater and then moving into film and television as they get ready, while then heading towards these productions where we want the students to be advancing to their professional careers and really now learning everything they can in front of an audience. And we fully produce the plays in our stage two, where we do many of the professional plays for Atlantic. And then that is what launches the students then into their, what we call the exit auditions, and focusing on really preparing for those final moments as they go out into the industry.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that the method taught mostly at Atlantic Acting School is the practical aesthetics acting technique. And students are probably, you know, they've probably heard Stanislavski and Meisner and Uta Hagen and Stella Adler. Tell us give us the overview on what practical aesthetics is.
Okay. So practical aesthetics is... we start with the same Stanislavski quote that I think many people do, which is, what is acting? It's living truthfully under the imaginary circumstances of the play. And how we go about that is based on the later writings of Stanislavski, when he was exploring the idea of action and character development through action. And Mamet went to the neighborhood playhouse. And we always joke because I think he was not asked back because he was more a writer than an actor. So when he developed practical aesthetics with Bill Macy, it was heavily influenced by Sanford Meisner. And I think it's important to give credit where it is due. So we are based on the influence of Meisner, the later writings of Stanislavski, and character is created through action. So we say character is an illusion that's created through the makeup of the actions that you will choose to tell this story. And that is broken down in the script analysis process. It's a four-step process. It was a three-step process. It's now a four-step process. And what's important about the script analysis is really when we go back to how to live truthfully under the imaginary circumstances, it's how to excavate that script so that you understand the story you're telling, the function of your character in the story in every way, and how you can make choices in order to, you know, create your best performance to tell that story. And so we focus a lot on objective. And the personalization of that creation, that creative process, we do through what we call the as if. It's as if you have an action, I'm going to beg for forgiveness. It's as if. And we talk about why now and what if you don't. And when we work on the as if, the personalization for each character, we do it based on your imagination. So you figure out what the relationships are, what the stakes of the scene would be, and then you create a circumstance that is imaginary, and then you're trying to achieve your action through this imaginary circumstance, then go into the scene. And so I think those two fundamental differences are what is unique about practical aesthetics, which is creating the illusion of character through action, and the personalization is based on this imaginary circumstance. And it gets much, much more sophisticated from there.
That sounded pretty sophisticated to me already. So I can't imagine. I was an opera major. We had very base level acting. We just basically stood there and sang. Tell us about performance opportunities as far as the students who are there, because you have the theater company, obviously, but does the school produce its own work as well for the students to participate in?
Yes, there are a few things. So the school, we do those second year productions that I was talking about. So that's, I always say to the students, it's such a wonderful part of your process because it's one of the few times in your life that you are guaranteed a role in a play. And so students will act in those productions. And it's curricular. We need to see them act in a play as part of their, in order to graduate. So that's part of the program. We then, because the theater and the school are so closely aligned, we really believe in school. We want to train actors so that they are the storytellers of the future, so that they find themselves in a similar position that we did all those years ago, going out, creating their own work, being part of the community, and we want them to be part of our community. So whenever we have, including today actually, plays that we are doing, and there are roles that are right for young actors and alumni, we look to the student body, the alumni, and we invite those people to audition. They can also self-submit to us. They may see what we're doing and there's a self-submitting process. They are auditioned at Atlantic for the first round with the creative team there. And then if they are truly right for the role, then they're called back to the casting office. And then, you know, then it's their role to win. But when it's two different people and one's an Atlantic alum, we are really pushing for the alum to get the part. And I say that because we are auditioning our next play right now. And there is an alum who is auditioning this morning. And I will tell you some anecdotal tales because I, as an actor, have had the great fortune of working with students who walk right out of the classroom and into rehearsal. One of those was Annie Baker's play, Body Awareness. One of our third year students, she and the director cast our third year student. They literally started rehearsals. I guess we must have been in May. We had to take a day off for them to graduate. And he went right from there into his first professional role. And the other, there have been many of these, but one of the most well-known stories is when we were doing Spring Awakening, Michael Mayer and Tom Hulse came and said, you know, we're going to do this musical at Atlantic and we want people who can sing but who are not musical theater voices. Is there anyone in your third year program? And we said, well, we're not sure. And so we went to the third year class, and I didn't know this, but Brian Johnson could sing. And his classmates sort of pushed him to the front of the class. He was always very shy. He's the sweetest guy in the world. And he sang and was one of the first people cast in Spring Awakening, and of course went and did it at Atlantic and went on to Broadway and American Idiot and from there. So we're really committed to we say Atlantic actors work. We want them to work at Atlantic. The other things we do are we have alumni opportunities. So we do an alumni showcase every year, which was put on hold during, the pandemic. And we're coming back in person actually this spring. And we do an alumni showcase because we feel like when people graduate, you get that one weird shot. It kind of worked for some people and it doesn't for others. So we invite our alumni to come back year after year after year. They can do it multiple times and be part of this showcase where we hope that they will come and, you know, get their agents and all of that stuff through this process. And the other thing we do is we, now that we're back in person, we have alumni opportunities where the alumni will figure out what dark nights we have in the theater. And people have done one acts, musical theater nights, stand-up comedy, and we just try to have a robust alumni opportunities. Again, this was all derailed during the last 2 years, and we're bringing it back this year. So that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm.
Now you just You just mentioned the theater, so why don't you tell us about your space and where you're located?
Yes, we have what we call a little campus, and we have our main stage theater. It's called the Linda Gross Theater on 20th Street between 8th and 9th. It's a beautiful old theater as part of an old parish house. It's a 200-seat theater in Chelsea. We have a Stage 2 theater in what is now the Google Building on 16th Street between 8th and 9th. And in that part of our campus, we have the Stage 2 theater, which is a 99-seat theater. That's where all of our student productions are. We also have in that same space a little black box, which is about a 45-seat theater where we do one acts and a second we call it another acting class in on that floor. And then we're on the third floor of the Google Building where we have seven studios, and that's where most of the classes are held. So that's where we are.
And you mentioned a few times your alum. So let's name drop. There's a few that I think people probably have heard of out of the Atlantic Acting School. So I'm going to let you go ahead and drop all the names.
Well, oh my gosh, see, that's pretty bad. If we go to the old school, my age, you know, it's obviously William H. Macy started all of this, and Clark Gregg, the more recent people who are working like crazy, DeWanda Wise, Lizzie Olson. Oh my God, everyone's going to go out of my head.
That's Elizabeth Olson. For those of you who aren't on a first name basis with her, that's Elizabeth Olson.
So there are, wonderful people everywhere. Many Atlantic actors work is the motto.
Yeah. And there is an alumni page on the website, but some of those others, Simon Helberg from Big Bang Theory. There's a couple of names I'm sure that you will recognize on the alumni
John
page.
John Early is one of our, John Early's working all the time. Gina Rodriguez, so amazing, and Jane the Virgin. Jason Ritter, old school alum, is so wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Zach Woods, Rose Byrne, little known fact, Rose Byrne. Jared Spector is one of our alumni who is really, you know, a great musical theater star. Jessica Alba goes way back to the beginning. Now everyone's coming back to me. Bridget Lundy Payne is somebody who you can see on TV now. Lots of wonderful, wonderful people.
So you just said something that's kind of interesting to me is that Jared Spector, for example, you just mentioned that, you know, some musicals that the students are listening to got their early beginnings there. And now Jared Spector, you just said, is a musical theater performer. So are the students getting musical theater training at Atlantic Acting? Are they using it to supplement their musical theater training? Talk to me about that.
We don't, you know, in the past, we will, we'll change up the classes at times in the second year, second semester, that final moment, depending on what we see, the makeup of the class and the availability of instructors. So we have had musical theater classes, singing classes and musical theater performance in that second year, second semester. And Judy Kuhn is usually the one who teaches it, and lucky students because she's so amazing. And every now and then we will do a musical for the students' final, will be one of the students' final plays. So we don't focus heavily on it. We really try and see the makeup of the students, and then we'll adjust if it seems like there are a lot of musical theater people in that year. And we do feel like this is a great technique for musical theater actors. The way it's set up, it really, with the script analysis process, we feel like it's been something that's been really successful for people, for musical theater actors who've studied it.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about some of the other programs that you offer, of course, other than that full-time certificate program. You also offer evening classes and part-time classes and summer classes, and let's dive into those.
dive into that. Yes. So we offer evening part-time classes throughout the year. Sometimes they're in the, I just said evening part-time classes. We have part-time classes that are offered in the evenings, sometimes during the day. Those are usually beginner level, practical aesthetics 101. Now they're offered to people who, sometimes you'll have people who are real beginners, and other times we will have professionals who are interested in the technique. And that's a really great way to learn the basics in a 10-week program, quick and easy. That's the part-time level. We also have a summer program, which is a 6-week intensive, and that's where we have a lot of professionals come in and who really want to learn this. That's where people like Rose Byrne have come through. We have a lot of people from Australia in the summer. That's a great program, and that was the original program that I did as a student before the full-time program began. It's a 6-week mm-hmm. intensive. It is very intensive, and you can really get the foundation of the technique in those 6 weeks. You have a lot of acting classes, really interesting people. We have people from universities around the country. A lot of other conservatory students come in for the summer to learn practical aesthetics, and it's also combined with voice, speech, and movement. We also have a spring comprehensive, which is a mini version of that. And we do an advanced level program for 3 weeks in Vermont for students who've studied with us in the past with Scott Ziegler, who is a founding company member. He's a director. He runs North Carolina School for the Arts. He's an incredible acting teacher. And he does a 3-week program in Vermont.
Mm-hmm. Now, those are all for college level, 18 and up. But you also, because most of our listeners are teens, I'm going to allow you to plug your summer teen ensemble as well.
We have a summer teen ensemble. That is a great program. That's a month-long program. It is a true pre-college program. And you learn the foundation of practical aesthetics. You'll dip into audition techniques. You'll dip into some film. And just like the conservatory program, it is offered either through NYU or on its own. So you can go to our summer teen ensemble through NYU by applying to NYU, or there's a separate group that is the summer teen ensemble conservatory. And that one you would apply through Atlantic. And both of them are really, it's a great way to learn some practical aesthetics and get a real feel for what it's like for conservatory training. It's the same teachers who teach our NYU and conservatory programs, the same kind of classes, and it's really incredible. And the students have a great time. They create an ensemble over the summer, and they have a performance at the end that their parents come and see, and they also have field trips going to see Broadway plays. It's really, really fun.
And I have memory of there being a musical theater component to that as well in the summer. Am I crazy?
There is usually a musical theater component. They usually dip into a little musical theater, again, film and television, often some Shakespeare, beginning level of a lot of that. Yes.
Awesome. Well, Mary, it was so great to chat with you today about all of the different amazing programs that you have there. And I was excited to include you in our list of podcast episodes, because like I said, we're normally talking to those conventional degree programs. And I want students to also know that there are opportunities out there like this that might be a 2-year program and these more conservatory style programs that have many opportunities as well. So thank you so much one more time for joining us today. If students want to learn anything else or get in touch and ask questions, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is to go to our website, atlanticactingschool.org, and the admissions director is Grant Harvey. So he's on the website, and they should email Grant, and he can answer any questions. But head to the website. That's the best way to find us. And thank you so much.
Awesome.
It's great what you do.
Yeah, my pleasure. We hope to see you around here again real soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Bye.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.